Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting a few lines at the top of the Amud in the two dots. Says the Gemara Yemehet, we learned in the Mishnah that if there's a pile of grain and fell into it a different mean, a different type of grain, so if it's Roiva, a kav, which means a quarter of one kav in the size it takes to plant the field of base sale, which in general, usually, as we'll see as we go through the daf, usually the standard amount to plant the base sale is the size of a sale, and a sale has six kav. So a quarter of a kav means one out of 24. So that's the standard. But as we'll see, roiva is a fixed amount for many types of the grain, even if they need more or less than a sale to plant the field. So Rabbanan told us one roiva, one quarter, is in a mixture of what needs to be planted in a field of beiseo, is a problem of taruvis, is a mix-up, is a mixture of kilayim, you have to fix it. So Mishnah said, what do? You mat, you reduce it. Says the Gemara, what does it mean you mat? How do you reduce it? Keizit sa'adu you mat. Says the Gemara, poiches min roiva, or moitzif al haseo. Two options. Either you reduce the roiva, meaning the grain that fell into the pile, or you increase the seyah, the pile. So you make it proportionally less than a roiva for a seyah. Loi ken omar ravo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Then ravo teaches the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'isurim shereba lehem shoygig mutar mezid osur. Whenever you have a mixture, you have something osur that fell into something mutar. You have a little bit of milk that fell into meat. So you're not allowed to go and increase and be mirabe the heter in order to cause the taruvis, to cause a mixture that the something asur will be bottle baroiv, will be considered to be bottle in the roiv that Rabbanan require. You're not allowed to do that. If it happened b'shoigeg that the roiv increase, it's fine. But amazing, you can't do it. So how do you do it over here? Says the Gemara, tamana tamar belevatel isur toiro. There, you're increasing something which is a isur toiro. But here the only issue is marisahin, and therefore you're allowed to increase it. As Reb Chaim brings, the Rosh holds that you see from here that any derabanan you're allowed to increase, because only deraisa you're not allowed to increase, only things from the Torah. But others explain that specifically here by kilayin, the problem even by deraisa, only because it looks like a mixture. So once you make sure it doesn't look like a mixture, there's no issue. It's not like a regular bitul of Yisurim, and it's not a rule for every derabon. Says the Rabbi Yisrael may yavor, Yisrael may have to remove the whole thing. My time is Rabbi Yisrael, what's the reason of Rabbi Yisrael? Mekivan shehitchil b'roiva, because it started by having your problem of a roiva, tzich la'ashlim et kol ha'roiva, you have to remove the whole thing, because if not it looks like you're keeping kilayin in this pile. What did Rabbi Yisrael agrees? Shema yosham po'ichas me'roiva m'shar v'shayno. If originally there was less than a roiva, and you don't have to remove it. It's not that Rabbi Yisrael holds that even less of the amount of roiva for sale, which is 1 out of 24, is a problem. Rabbi Yisrael agrees less than that amount is a fine. But once there was that amount, you can't just reduce or increase, you have to remove it completely. Hey Chavido, how according to Rabbi Yisrael this works? So it says the Gemara, Hayashem roiva echod mishnei minim. If there's a roiva, but from two different types of grain, boirer min echod v'doyoy, oy tzorech levoris kuloy. Do you just remove one of the meaning? That's considered to be, according to Bracy, fine, because you removed one meaning completely. Or you have to remove both meaning. You have to move whatever doesn't belong to this pile completely once they started by being a rave. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Shimon said, the only one meaning is a problem. If it's two meaning if I have in a pile of wheat other grains like barley and spelt that are mixed into the wheat, so then, they're not a problem if none of them is the size of a roiva. Says the Gemara, shnei minim loy, two minim not. Adeichon. Until when do I say, how many meaning can I have? That if none of them is a roiva, it's fine and there's no issue of kilayim. Says the Gemara, ad rubo shel seyah, until they reach the majority. Meaning, as long as you have a majority over here of the original pile, so even though you have many small kinds of other types of grain in here, and none of them is a roiva, it's fine according to Rabbi Shimon. But if now the new meaning that fell over here become the majority, then it's a problem. But it says, If you come and add on the original pile and make that the majority, that's good, even according to Reb Shimon. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, "K'moy de Reb Shimon Omar," the same Reb Shimon said, "Ein shnei minim mitztarfim leisur." The same way Reb Shimon said, two minim cannot join to be oiser a pile. So also the opposite. You can have two different types joined together in order to make a heter, in order to make this mutter. What does it mean? So the Gemara explains. Hey Chavido, what's the case? You have 22 and a half quarters of chitim, of wheat. And you have one half of barley. So the one half of barley is less than 1 out of 24, because you have 23 times 2, the amount of the barley that you have. So the barley is fine, meaning it's bottle, and it doesn't cause an issue over here. Together, you have over here 23 portions. Now, falls into it less than a roiva of lentil, of beans. So against that roiva that fell, you do have 23. That's basically the roiva from a seah. You have your full seah right now. And you have only 1 out of 24, meaning 23 portions against the roiva. But the 23 portions are not all wheat. There are 22 and a half wheat and one half barley. So you want to join the barley together with the wheat in order to come and be mevatel. The adashim says the Gemara, afilu ken ein shnei minim mitztarfim leheter, you can't do that. It won't join to mitzav to mevatel it and make this pile okay. You must add to the original wheat. As Reb Chaim points out over here, according to the other shita in the Mishnah, this debate doesn't even start. Because right now we're talking the opposite, that the barley should join the adashim as a problem for the wheat, because two minim join. But according to Reb Shimon, two minim don't join to oyser to make it a problem. Maybe they join to make it good, that the barley should join the wheat to be mevatel, to cancel out the adashim. Chiddush is, it doesn't go either way. You just, so to speak, ignore the barley. It's not here. It doesn't join out the oyser. It does not join the heter as well. The Gemara continues, quotes the Mishnah, Medvar Amurim, Tvor B'Tvor. Mishnah said that different types of grain, we go with the same measurement. But if we're talking about the garden, the amount that you need to plant, the size of a seo, is much smaller than you need to plant grain. So for the grain, for wheat, we said you need to have one seo to plant a base seo, which is the size of the field we're talking about. But the garden seeds that you need to have only one kav, which is a sixth of a seo, there, we're not going to say the roiva is a problem unless the roiva is okay. We go with the measurement of 1 out of 24. So what the Gemara is taking after the Mishnah is the following. There is a certain amount, a certain type of grain that needs something around the size of a seo to plant in a field. There you go with a fixed amount of roiva. That's the amount, which more than that is a mixture, less than that is okay. When you go to a much smaller size, meaning if you're very distant from this amount, or a much larger size, meaning you need much more or much less to plant the base seo, so then you go with 1 out of 24. What about everything in the middle? When do you go with a fixed amount, which is roiva, and when do you go with the proportionate amount of 1 out of 24? So says the Gemara, V'tanya lo, says in the Baiso, three kavin, four kavin, what we speak in the Mishnah is wheat, that there you need a seo, which is six kavin to plant a field. If you have a grain that needs only three or four, then also you go with a fixed amount. Chazal just gave us, if you have roiva, roiva is the amount that if that fell into the grain, it's a problem of taruvis, less than that is fine. Hakabayim, but if it's two kavin, Echad Misri Barber, there you go with a proportionate measure. So the Mishnah spoke about one kav, which is the Zirini Gido, Kino, the seeds of a field. And the Mishnah spoke about a seo, which is six kavim. And now we spoke about the middle, three and four, you go with the fixed amount. Two, you go with 1 out of 24, like the one. Continues the Gemara and quotes the Mishnah, says, Be'emes Omru, when we spoke about the garden seeds. Says the Gemara, Ba'blozo, Komokam Shishonu Be'emes Omru, Halach L'Moshu Sinai. Whenever it says Be'em is Omer in a Mishnah, it's a Loch of Moshe Sinai. It's not only a Din de Rabbanon, that's what we got from Moshe Sinai. The Tanya Lo says in the Baiso, Kegun Kav v'chatzikav. We spoke about the garden seed. We said a garden seed, you need only one calf to plant the field, you go 1 of 24. You need half a calf, you go 1 of 24. Masha from there, hakabaim, but if it's two kabim, beraiva, then you go with a fixed amount. So comes, and before we learned differently from the braisa before, we learned that two kabim, you go with a proportionate amount. Hochaton kabaim beraiva, the hachadomar kabaim echod misrim ve'arbo. In this braisa, you're saying the kabaim, you go with a fixed amount of raiva. And the first braisa, you're saying the kabaim, meaning if you need two kabim to plant a field, if that's the type of grain that you have, that in order to plant a field of beiseo, you need two kabim, you go with a proportionate amount, 1 of 24. If you have 1 of 24 a mixture, so then it's kilaim, it's taruvis. If you have less than that, so then you're fine. So the Gemara says this is going to be a contradiction between the braises, meaning these two braises argue with each other. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilaim Daf Yudalef.